Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to 8-7 with me, Sister Zainab, on RB English Radio. So I've chosen the title of the Passing Bridge of Sirat, but this is within the context of a holy month of Ramadan. And look, there's a very beautiful saying by Imam Ali. He said that, O people, on the day when we stumble, those who reform their character during this month will pass over the bridge of hell. So obviously this is hugely significant because we also know that very few of us, in a sense, will find it easy to pass over the bridge of hell. And obviously all of us have to pass over this bridge. And for some of us, it's going to be very treacherous. So we may stumble. And obviously that means we get closer to the hellfire, to the heat. And so obviously if there's anything we can do to sort of make that passing easier, faster, then obviously we should take advantage of that. And obviously Imam Ali is highlighting that this particular month is something that we can use in a sense. And obviously we're advised, obviously, always to be reforming our character. We're meant to purify ourselves until our very last breath, more or less. So this is what our faith, our Islam, is all about. But obviously during the month of Ramadan, everything is sort of elevated. Everything is worth so much more. So obviously just this one month gives us such a great reward that we will, in a sense, pass safely. Maybe that means without stumbling and more easily over that bridge. So another thing that Imam Ali also said is that whoever makes his conduct better in this month on the judgment day will be bestowed upon the permit for crossing over the Sirat. So obviously this... does this, for example, mean that there is a special permit which gives us easy passage? Welcome back. This is A to Z on RB English Radio. And so obviously I'm talking about the way we can use the month of Ramadan, also just referring back to some of the hadiths by Imam Ali to get this easier passage, or like, as he phrased it, like a permit, almost like a ticket to cross over the bridge of Sirat more easily. And it's also pointed out, so we would think maybe that, you know, just being Muslim, being believers, we're going to get an easy sort of passage across that bridge. And apparently it's not, that is not the case for most faith. They say that faith alone is not enough. So we need to, in a sense, elevate ourselves. We need to do much more to reform ourselves to really be able to cross easily. Another little thing that maybe fits in with this, of course, because obviously the month of Ramadan is full of, in a sense, extra rites, and every single thing we do, just our sleep is as if we're worshipping. The fasting is hugely significant, and obviously we're more engaged in rites, we're reading the Quran more, and so on. And when we perform rites or habits, this sort of feeling, the connection, the attachment to Allah, of course, deepens. And also, I just remind you that obviously we can do, so for example, in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we're all engaging with the Quran much more on a daily basis, and not just a few. I mean, obviously, we're meant to read a whole juz each day, and some people will do much more. Some people will read the whole Quran several times in the month of Ramadan. But obviously, if we do something once, it just... and then a few more times it becomes a habit. And then if we're doing this continuously, so imagine for the 30 days of Ramadan, we're reading the Quran, then it is as if it's becoming a trait, and it's meant to become our nature. And obviously this is just one of the special ways we can think about Ramadan. So please remind yourselves, if you can reform your character during this month, just think ahead and think to yourself, well, inshallah, I will be able to get this permit to cross over the bridge of Sirat more easily. So inshallah, you've gained a few extra points, some insights from today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on RB English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.